Maya Angelou. Come Maya on, man, Angelou. With an M. Yep, M-A. You it. Yep, my right. motherfucking
Never Angelou. Heard of her. I know about her now, though.
Big Caucasian, man. Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.
Okay, let me make sure it's real clear, because this is episode 50, so we got to come with it correct, man. You know what I'm talking about, buddy? If you know like I know,
Top of the Mook is back.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was pretty sufficient for episode 50.
I think so, too. Shake it up.
Absolutely. Episode 50.
Yeah. Black Adam, Shazam, stupid ass bum ass movie.
You know what? Looking back at it, though,
he's trying to retreat. His buddy Rockland DM'd him and said, "Hey man, don't talk about my film like that." And they gave you some money. Give me some money too, nigga. I said it's good too.
Yeah, man, hold on to this one, man. Right.
Hey, Black Adam, Shazam. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. I went and saw it again.
You did?
Hey, hell of a movie.
You want to get a night too? You say
game changer.
Three times in 1 week.
Hey, listen. Listen, Matrix and motherfucking Avengers. And
okay.
Got nothing on Black Adam.
Well, speaking of Matrix and Avengers, you just told me something before we started the podcast. It's
legendary
brother.
Stuff, man.
Okay, talk to me. Talk to me and talk to them, man.
It's legendary, man. I'm going to break it down before we get there, man. You already know this is Top of the Mook.
Oh, Matrix. You can't do that.
So we need you guys to make sure you understand this. Make sure you subscribe to Top of the Mook.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you subscribe to Top of the Mook's clip channel. I see you got the clips up there.
Yeah, come on,
you need
brother.
The new ones, too.
Yeah, Fareed ain't gave me the clips.
Oh, you need the new ones. Okay, and then on top of that, man, it's just, Instagram.
See how you didn't make eye contact with me?
Instagram. All Instagrams below.
Yep.
Top of
TikTok.
The Mook. TikTok.
Your talk, Instagram.
Talk
my Instagram.
Instagram. My Instagram. DC, Fareed, everybody Instagram below. Follow us all.
Absolutely.
And then on top of that, if you need any type of partnerships, branding, product placements,
mm-hmm.
and I'm saying guest appearance, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit us up at ballornothingelse@yahoo.com or DM directly. Mr. Organic on Instagram, Tall Guy Car Reviews on Instagram, or DM the Top of the Mook Instagram. Okay? Yeah,
you could do that too.
It would all get back to us.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that.
Make sure you follow Top of the Mook Instagram, man.
Yeah, for sure. And then Apple Podcasts, make sure you give us a 5-star review and then comment.
Speaking
in
of that, let's read some of them reviews,
bro. They ain't none, brother.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, because it was just, we ain't get to watch the new one.
Yeah.
Because we just dropped the other one tape.
Oh, we all caught up, brother.
Yeah, right we all now. Caught up.
So next time. Next episode.
Well, okay, since we ain't do that, give them some comments from the YouTube channel, Top of the Mook.
Okay, I'll do that.
You know what I'm saying? Top of the Mook YouTube channel comments. Man, make sure you drop the comments and the engagements. Get some understanding.
Big engagement, there you go.
You know, read the one from Top of the Mook podcast clips. That's what we're going to do.
Top of the podcast clips?
Yeah. Top of the Mook podcast clips. I'm going to look too, man, because, you know, we get a lot of love over there, man. So make sure y'all go over there and tap in the Top of the Mook podcast clips.
Let's see what we got there.
Here we go.
Let's see, man.
We appreciate them. All the love that y'all giving us on both channels.
I was blatantly understood.
But, you know, we gotta spice up and dice up the Top of the Mook podcast clips channel, too. So make sure y'all tap in with us, all right?
Okay.
You got it through you?
Yeah, so one is the first one I see is the guy from the comment of the clip of a woman that fart, poop, or goes pee, he kicks him out the home. That is very true. I do kick that ass out. The first guy said his name is A.K. Sharif, Ak Sharif. He says, "You're the first man I've ever heard who also done this besides me. P is okay, though, only difference." Then Christopher Munsey, he says, "She shit it on the lumber? Should be on a T-shirt." Oh, yeah, when you said that, she shit it on the lumber.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah, that should be on a T-shirt. It definitely shouldn't be on a damn T-shirt.
Should be nowhere but in her body.
Yeah, get that out of here, man. That's disrespectful, man. Another one that says, "How black people destroy their own people," on that clip.
Yep.
A guy named Codeine Byers says, "Nobody talks about how the cartel destroys their own communities.
I've seen that too.
Way worse than our black people, but we keep doing the white man's job, putting blame on our own community." Hey, brother, we don't give a fuck what's going on in Mexico, nigga. We talking about America.
Oh, shit.
The hell is he talking about?
Hey, bro, let him speak his piece, man. We appreciate his support.
Yeah, but he talking about we don't. Niggas, we talking about American and niggas, man. We ain't shot there. There's a lot of countries that go to war with each other. We talking about in America, nigga. What's wrong with this fucking idiot?
We can't help himself.
Like, what is he talking about? All right, Balloon Jenkins. He said, here before 250 subs, they go into a meal quick. Mark my words. Organic love, Blue Man Jenkins. It's Blue Man. I just read it, man. Right. That's appreciated, man.
Okay. Yeah, we appreciate y'all, man. Absolutely. I was looking at him too.
And then Codeine Byer, the nigga that was trolling the other comment going there, said, it's been a while. I don't know. You're a bitch. Man, fuck your grandma, man. Tell that bitch I got something for her esophagus.
Oh, Lord!
And then we got another comment. NBA, we got to see how you clipped them up. You did it right, because most of us own these bitches now. Yep, comments.
For sure.
NBA old boy, he said, Caribbean immigrants after the 70s came here and destroyed Black Americans' flow. God damn, he went
crazy. Yeah, he went nuts.
Shout out to the Caribbean people, man. Relax, man.
Yeah.
Same clip. It's Brendan King. He said, do you really think white people judge you as soon as they see you? Not all of them, but some. You know what I'm saying? Some. I judge niggas when I see them, so shit, who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck if they judge me. What that mean?
Only God's supposed to judge.
Yeah, man. Hey, three of them, we know the rest.
The God.
All right, Codeine Byer again, trolling again. Look,
he's trolling
him
again?
And another comment of another nigga.
What's wrong with him?
Yes, man. There's no question. It's everywhere. Not just in Alabama, Mississippi. Crackers always judge us. Yeah, he just talking. He doesn't talk. He just a weirdo living in the basement. And then Blue Man Jenkins said, hell yeah, they do. And then Trey Dawg said, everyone judges, which is facts. That's what I feel.
Oh, man. Yeah, go to the Top of Mook Podcast Clips channel. Drop some comments over there. If you ain't doing it on Apple, drop the comments on Top of Mook Podcast Clips, and we'll read the comments at the start of every show.
That one.
At the end if we don't get it on the start.
Yep, the last one is that one. He said, damn, man, I forgot about Top of the Mook Pod. Back tuned in.
Yeah, yeah, appreciate you, brother.
Be back better than ever, man.
Yep, so make sure y'all tap in. What was that one's name?
That man, I don't fucking know. Appreciate you, though.
Yeah, we'll say y'all names, too, at the start of it and the end of it if we don't get it at the start, all right?
Yeah,
but now, everything being said, because you got me kind of intrigued with this Terminator and
you went straight to it.
And the Matrix move. What happened with that? Oh, shit.
God damn.
God damn, DC always trying to blow a motherfucking ear out, man.
Call the police.
Why DC always do? I think he's trying to hurt us on purpose.
Call the police. Call the police.
Shit, I had to take my whole headphone off.
Call the police.
My bad, y'all.
Goddamn right, it's your bad.
Call the police.
Hey, and we also looking for a new producer.
Call
you know,
cop.
So make sure you DM us now. So
right now. All right, one. So let me see, man.
Yeah.
Go to my history on my YouTube for Fareed on there.
Yeah, because the whole Matrix and...
So what is... Yeah, you can break it down.
Yeah, the whole Matrix. No, I don't really know. I'm just saying the whole Matrix and
a lot of people know
Terminator
this
is crazy.
Said before. Yeah, so the people who don't know is that a black lady, the one that came up with Terminator and Matrix. And what I didn't know that... They was all coincide together. I knew a black lady came up with the Matrix. I didn't know about the Terminator. Come to find out, the same lady wrote the books and did all that for Terminator and Matrix. They all was aligned together. So it's crazy. The whole story is one story.
Oh.
And she breaks it down from the seed, from the characters to what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. So let me see, man. Shout out to my dog, Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero Podcast. Always watching shit. Fucking hilarious, but real at the same time. Let me put that up on my history right there for Reed. It should be, let me see, Sub-Zero podcast episode 194. Go up, it should be up at the high one.
He almost up there with us. Yeah. No, we one, episode 50.
Yep, right there. So go back, it's like one, go like to 130, hour 30.
DC is about to go, Freeze about to go minute 30.
No, my bad, keep going. So like, it'll keep going up. Yeah, pass all that, keep going. Right there. No, keep going, my bad. It's like 38 right there. So go back to about 33, man. Everybody got to relax. Go back to like 30, 30, 38.
Yeah. Everybody.
So right
relax.
There. Yep, so right there. So now bring it. It could probably be like 36 when she start really talking the beginning part.
Well,
yeah, I know. So and I said 36.
And this is
is that minutes? Yo, okay, my bad. So, yep, 38.
38.
Free get smart with your ass.
Hey, man. Nigga boy, all right now.
Talk your shit, Marie.
Keep going back. Let me see. So like 37. No, he was started right there, right?
And this is showing.
So go back. Yep, go back even more.
ADC, and you sure this is showing for everybody, right? That they can see on the channel?
DC?
All right, Fareed. All
right.
Don't get smart with me because Fareed got smart with you, nigga.
Nigga, you saying the wrong person.
Yeah, well, he got smart with you. Get smart with that nigga. Don't get smart with me. Take it. You get smart with him, nigga.
You got smart with me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, there it go. They breaks it down.
Terminator and the Matrix.
Crazy.
Let's get to this thing.
Shout out to my dog, Sub-Zero, man.
So how did you come up with the Terminator? Take us in the Matrix and just It was a script in a book. The Terminator is the prequels to the beginning of The Matrix.
Crazy.
Sarah Connor is actually Neo's mother. So JC, John Connors, Jesus Christ, rose up to be Neo, one and the same in The Matrix. The Matrix is in the future. The Terminator is the past. It's time travel. Past, present, and future time travel. It's the second coming of the Christ. The evolutions of consciousness, man versus the machine. So,
this is the real crazy. Pause that. Of The Matrix.
You see what I'm saying? Like, niggas didn't know. Yeah, I definitely crazy. Didn't know that no, there was a line. And how she break it down, it makes sense.
Yeah, it do.
Of course it she fucking wrote the shit.
Past, present, future. Whoa.
What the fuck? And then they had her hidden for so long. Like,
of course they did. They ain't going to get a glory to the black everywhere. Woman.
And yeah. These some of the most legendary movies ever made. How many Terminators woman? Been made?
Excuse me, a billion.
How many fucking, they did what, four Matrixes already?
Making them for 20, 30, 40 years. Yeah.
Crazy.
Facts. For the Terminator.
Terminator is still being made. They're going to keep making them. For sure. Matrix got made another one. They're going to keep making them.
That's crazy.
And she breaks it all the way down as a black lady did that shit.
No, that's hard. I ain't going to lie to
you. Both of them together?
That's hard.
And they was all conjoined?
Why didn't they give her a glory?
And she ain't got full understandery?
No.
She supposed to be held in one of the most high regards of all regards.
No question. She'd be up there with the most Steven Spielbergs.
What?
Yep, she should be.
And it's all, and she ahead of time because, nigga, that's what we're going to be battling the machines eventually. They got the machine.
She cold, though, for that, though. And a black woman wrote it. That's legendary.
And now she gonna keep breaking. Now hit it again, Fareed, because you gonna
be legendary.
That is.
He's breaking things down.
Shut up, my nigga, Fareed.
The machines, the Terminator machines, hear that a child is gonna be born that's gonna terminate them in the future when they oppress men. So
that's why Neo was killing the machines and all that.
It's the man versus the machine. It's God's children versus man's children, which was technology.
Forever.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Because you got to understand, let me pause up for a second. So basically what she's saying is like, God made us, right?
Right.
So we trying to overdo God by making all these goddamn machines
yeah.
that could take our jobs and do shit we ain't got to do, we ain't got to think. So we becoming God by making these machines. But little do we know, because we so damn caught up in trying to do all this new technology, they going to overcome us.
God going to make them switch up on us.
Right. Because nigga, you're doing too much. Y'all ain't supposed to be creating all this shit. Why y'all making all this unnecessary shit for? Didn't I give y'all enough?
Right.
So yeah, it's crazy.
That is crazy. That, I ain't gonna lie, that's hard. And then it's crazy to think like she really did that herself. Like just think about her own story. You gotta understand how cold her story writing abilities is to come up with that and that full capability.
And she breaks it off, hit it again because she breaks it down like she ain't playing. Like she said, she got that understanding. She got visions, man. Hit that motherfucker for real. Yep.
Exactly. So the Terminator has to time travel to the past.
No, she cold-blooded.
Listen now.
And they have to kill her, terminate her.
So she don't bring
so Jesus. She won't have the baby. And Kyle Reese, he comes from the future to protect her.
But?
And he inadvertently gets her pregnant.
So that's the divine intervention.
And he has to go back to
the divine inception. Like, how can a nigga from the future have a baby?
Because now she's pregnant. And she's
by a nigga in the future that ain't been born yet.
Did it really happen? Did he exist? And then this child, when you see the three Terminators, the boy, and then the man child, subconsciously, he doesn't know why the Terminator's trying to kill him. Until he's hidden out in the city, in the Matrix, the future. When he reaches 30 years of age, the rebellion, the reloaded revolution starts. And the rebels come and they find him because they've been watching him all along. That's what the Guardians and the Sentinels are all about.
They're sitting there watching him the whole time, Morpheus and
him. To his purpose. They take him to Morpheus to train him to fight the machines. They take him to the Oracle because of the prophecy. So this is the whole epic story. It's an epic.
But where does it come from in your DNA?
Well, my grandmother, full-blooded Cherokee, she's Shyman. So the Oracle is actually created for me. I created those characters, and it's based on myself as a visionary seer. So I have a gift, but multiple gifts.
So how did you come up with
That's crazy. So
that's
she,
heavy.
Yeah. So she visioned all that. She did that. Like the oracle is from her grandma because she's like a shaman from being a Cherokee Indian. They all got, that's all her family. Wow. Morpheus, all that. She made it like that, straight from the
sea. Wow.
Yep.
That's hard.
Crazy.
No, that's heavy.
Man, no one.
Nobody knew of her.
I know. I definitely, I knew a black lady wrote The Matrix. I mean, it was hit high in there and they finally spoke. Okay, a black lady came up with The Matrix. It was like, what the fuck?
How long did it take them to say that, though?
It was a while. Like, it still wasn't all the way broadcast like that. You know what I'm saying? Girl. So what's that's why I was like, that's why the Erica was black. Like, why do you got these black characters in it? That's why Will Smith was going to be him at first. Yeah. Now you see now?
Yeah. And they replaced it with the white people.
That's why Jada was in there. It was all these black characters in there the whole time.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, like it was already there, but it just, you know what I'm saying? Hollywood got their hands on the shit.
Yep, of course. You know, they're going to put their own touches on
it. And they kept her in the dark. But the part that was just crazy to me, I did not know.
See, because look, they got, if you put Matrix created by, it says Waka Cole.
No, that's what? The directors.
Oh, okay.
That's the directors.
It said the film was written by and directed. Okay. Yeah,
so they got the book written and directed it. But they ain't goddamn come up with the
What's
conception.
What's her name? I want to look it up.
Yeah, I don't know her name. Let's put it in there. Black lady that shit made Matrix Terminator. That shit gonna come up now. That jig is up. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know them both was combined.
The jig is up.
That would make it so crazy to me. Like, knowing she did The Matrix, I kind of knew that. But did I know she did Terminator? Nope.
Sophia Stewart.
To know they was all combined in one and they broke it down like that and that far apart?
Right.
Crazy.
No, that's insane.
So what else did she fucking do? She probably came with some other shit too. We just don't know type. Gotta look her up, man. Shout out to her. What's her name again?
Sophia Stewart.
Shout out to Sophia Stewart.
Says right here, the lawsuit is real, and Sophia Stewart, a writer and paralegal, continues to maintain the films were based on her ideas. It says, no, a woman did not win a $2.5 million Matrix lawsuit over copyright infringement. She's saying that it's no love. They said that. Wow, that's crazy.
I remember they sued her, but I don't know if she won. They said she didn't get her money?
They said she didn't win.
Ran off on the plug on her, man.
Nope, they said no, a woman didn't win. I mean, they got so much money, you ain't going to be able to beat that corporation.
They're going to fight you to the end unless it is
fold. See, look, it says, no woman didn't win a $2.5 billion.
Remember, they said she did get a billion or some shit.
Wow, so no, she didn't.
Damn. They were like $2.5 billion they said she won, but they're saying she didn't. She didn't get that motherfucking lawsuit. God damn.
Damn. Yep, it says Sophia Stewart wrote books in the 70s that were stolen from. There go DC again, man. Sophia Stewart wrote books in the 70s that were stolen from her by Warner Brothers. Matrix or The Terminator 1 through 4 and The Matrix 1 and 2. A September 29th Instagram post said her lawsuit took 30 years, but she won Hollywood's biggest lawsuit, $2.5 billion. Yep, that's crazy. So the lawsuit is real, and Sophia Stewart, a writer and paralegal, continues to maintain that the films were based on her ideas. But her case was long ago dismissed with no such $2.5 billion settlement. Not in 2004 when the rumor was first shared, and not now. The Instagram post was flagged as a part of Facebook's efforts to combat false news and misinformation on its news feeds. Yep. On her website, where she describes herself as the mother of The Matrix, Stewart claims that she answered a magazine ad in 1986 and said that Andy and Larry, the people who I just showed you, to create it, who would go on to direct Matrix films and now go by Lily and Lana Wachowski, I don't know her name, were seeking science fiction stories to be made into a comic book. She said that she submitted her story, The Third Eye, but never heard back and her manuscript wasn't returned. Yeah. It goes on to say a bunch more, but yeah, it's a whole understanding.
So she never got paid for it.
That's what it's pretty much saying.
Hope she really goddamn did it. Don't be out here jiving this baby. Shit.
Propaganda type?
I thought she got paid the billions. I thought.
Said, this is inaccurate. The case was dismissed in 2005 with no...
All right, bitch.
This case was dismissed in 2005 with no money going towards Sophia Stewart.
All right, now, goddamn.
We rate this claim as false.
Oh!
But that could just be trying to oppress the black woman.
You never know. I don't know, but motherfucking niggas be lying.
This is Hollywood, though, too.
That's true.
On both ends, for Sophia and for Hollywood. So you don't know. There's three sides to every story, man.
That's true. Damn, I thought I really found some legend.
Her story, they story.
I thought she won the billions, too. I remember I heard of the lawsuit. I thought she remembered the false shit.
Propaganda to get somebody to buy movies from her type.
God damn.
If she created that, y'all might want me to create some movies type. Could be that. Or it could be Hollywood's really trying to cover up some shit and they really amassed and really stole their shit because America is built off lies.
Oh, for sure.
And pillage and plunder. So, I mean, you don't know who to believe. Like I said, there's three sides. Their side, her side, and the truth, brother.
Man, that's crazy.
And most of y'all can't handle the truth.
Oh, that's a super factor. Factor fact.
Yeah, 100%.
And also, shout out to my dog DC, just gave me some vital information.
Okay.
You saw the first Terminator, right?
Yep.
Come to find out, The Rock, I mean, I'm about to say The Rock because they're similar with the bullshit.
Oh, shit.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, man. The nigga only had 17 lines in that entire movie.
Oh, that's why you compare it to.
Yeah, because The Rock nigga don't be talking. I guarantee Black Adam, he had no more than 17 lines.
Nah, he had more than that, champ.
How many you think?
Come on, champ.
How many lines you think he had?
Big dialogue.
Oh, he had a dialogue. Nigga had 7 lines, man.
No, the black dude definitely, the Hawk dude had way more
dialogue. Way more. And understanding. But yeah, that's crazy.
The kid damn near typed
it. He was taking over. And when you sit there and think about it, it's kind of true that that in that first Terminator, the nigga wasn't talking that much. He was just killing shit.
Right.
And he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. And no one knew it was going to be as big as it was. Yeah. But look what that become. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But if that black lady came with that, man, son of a bitch, give her money. And I'm saying, give her more recognition. But I don't know. No.
You sounded pretty confident when you first talked about it.
I know. You cursed me. I ain't gonna lie.
Shit. What's up, Slim?
You trying to crush me with that. I ain't even gonna lie to you, brother. Like, damn, I thought she had the money. I thought she had the $2.5 billion.
Three bringing fake news to the podcast. God, what's wrong with you, man?
The jig is up.
I dare you, man.
Damn. I feel kind of ashamed now. That lowered my whole self-esteem of what I came with today, son of a bitch.
Well, I know to pick up your spirits, brother. Because you like Halloween, right?
Hey, trick or treat.
So, Halloween coming up, brother. What you going to be?
I'm going to be Mr. Organic.
The gargoyle.
Oh, Lord!
I knew you was going to say that. You missed the last button. Don't try to play it off. I see you missed the last button.
I tried to hit that.
Oh, Lord!
No, I tried to hit that.
One of the ones.
I tried to hit that. How did you hit that? But yeah, man, I'm gonna be Mr. Organic for Halloween, man. What about you, Slim?
Oh man, nothing.
House nigga.
Oh shit, damn.
Damn.
Whoa.
Relax.
Jigaboo.
Whoa. Whoa.
Come on, champ.
Sheesh.
Put a white suit on.
Why you just come at me like that? Just took the whole damn.
What you need today? Play the piano.
Jumped to the worst motherfucking thing, too, didn't he?
God, I'm being a field nigga.
See, I'm upping him. Are you going to be Mr. Game for Halloween? What you going to be?
House
God,
nigga.
I got to be the house nigga?
Hey, them niggas, the nigga from Woman King.
Oh, see, now, hey, brother, that was type of roast, though. But I can see it. Because my mom white, brother. You, boy, you ain't shit. Let me tell you something.
Mom was black.
No, but I'm white. My mom white, so he called me white boy. He always calling me.
Big Caucasian,
dude,
man.
Dude wasn't white, though. He had the mixture.
Yeah, but you were still calling him
big
too.
Big Caucasian, man.
No, he took up against the Caucasian.
You
man.
Called him.
Big Caucasian, man.
No. He was a nigga, and he saved his people.
See how he want to be picky choosy? Y'all see this, y'all? See, he called me white boy, but he half white. He called him. He's a nigga, though.
He did go save
boy,
his people.
Boy, you ain't shit. You I understand me?
He was a good character. Shit. You don't think he was a good character?
He was a good character.
Come on, bro. That's a good... You could be him. Everybody go see Woman King, by the way, again.
Yeah. That was probably one of the best movies of the last 5 years.
For sure.
It was. It's definitely up there like something you want to buy in half.
Yeah.
Because it was that.
It's a collectible.
I really want to say, like, really in all actuality, as far as for the culture, that's probably one of the best movies ever.
It's up there for, like, you know all saying? Time for the culture.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And how they depicted us and... Even like how the king, he was solid all the way through. Yep. He ain't lose.
Yep, he didn't lose.
You know
lose.
What I'm saying? He was treating her with
respect. He ain't switch up on Shorty.
And he was sturdy, stood his ground.
Yep.
That was hard. And then she fought through. Man, they got a good look for us.
I was saying, it's one of the best movies of all time.
Great look for us, man. And a different perspective of showing the Portuguese and the Brazilian niggas that infiltrated. Yep. They were like the first people to actually, like get the slaves.
Yep.
Was the Brazilian people from Portuguese. Slave getting motherfuckers.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You think it's the Spaniards and them European motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But European, I mean, Portugal's still European, but it was Portuguese motherfuckers. Right. That was the first one.
Let me find out you know your demographics.
So that's why you got Portuguese sausage out in Hawaii.
Portuguese sausage fire, though.
So how you think you got there?
Of course.
Them sons of bitches.
When you gonna start traveling the world?
Man, I got to.
Yeah, you got to, bro. That'd
I gotta go to Portugal. I wanna go to Portugal. Speaking
Portugal's
of
Portugal's gotta be. You know, I had an overseas contract that was in Portugal.
That where was that?
I had one that was there. I had a bunch. I had one in Portugal. I had one in South America.
Yeah.
I had one in Germany. I had a few different ones.
Had a bunch of them for the motherfucking.
Yeah, for sure.
Got to understand that. But yeah. But yeah, so Halloween.
You got to go to Vietnam or something.
I want to go. You keep saying Vietnam. What yeah. the fuck you got set up over me?
I'm telling you, because they got the bugs and shit. All the crazy shit over there.
Is that what they do? They be like, one, two, three,
might, he might. That four, might be Philippines. That might be, I ain't heard from dude in a while.
Seven, eight, 19, 11, 12.
He's in Vietnam or Philippines or something like that.
Who that nigga? I want to slap him.
Yeah, no, that, you don't hurt him?
They're like Smeagol, little brother.
Yeah, little Smeagol looking motherfucker.
Shut your counting ass up, bitch. A, B, C, E, F, G.
Speaking of Smeagol, did you watch The Power of the Rings?
No, I didn't see that yet.
I rocked with it. You know, that's the first TV series where they put over $1 billion in.
Oh, they put the super statue in there.
Yeah, they put $1 billion into a TV series.
There you go. There you go. Look, look. There you go. Show my nigga, man. Get my clip, man.
It might be, that might be Vietnam.
4, 5, 8, 9. Hey, singing nigga. I want to slap your damn mouth, boy. I want to slap them teeth for trade and rip that chain off your neck, bitch.
Let's at least give his TikTok
oh,
a shout
Oh, look at the
out.
Teeth. Look, he's laying down. Just got some head. Look.
Look at the arm over the head.
Oh, they're getting passionate with the singing.
Hey, you can't tell him he ain't killing the earth either.
The vein in the neck.
25. He got that three of them jewelry on that neck.
Yeah, he keeping it on. He sleep with it on, nigga. I sleep with my chain on like a dog on a porch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he got a little cousin with him.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the head bob. Can't tell Lil' Kitty ain't smoking herb either. Make sure y'all go to his TikTok, man. Y-I-E-T official. Y-I-E-T nah, official.
Man, that's up, man.
Y'all,
up, man.
For the people that's listening through Apple so he or Spotify. Out there in Vietnam.
I do a collab with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
me beating his motherfucking ass.
I think he sing better than your ass.
Shit me.
He definitely sing better than you. One-on-one on the vocals, he's smoking you, champ. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's definitely better. He better, champ. Hey, listen, man.
The jig is up.
He sing better. Hey.
The jig is up.
Hey, man.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Relax. The jig is up. 14,
15. He got you, champ. Hey, look.
Relax. The jig is up. Don't get it fucked up or miss the screen.
If three keeps in, I swear I'm about to pull out the...
So I don't know why I keep saying that. I'll be that nigga for Halloween. Now, back to Halloween. Let me
but
tell
wait,
you.
Hold on, whoa. Power of the Rings.
Okay.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
Major.
Yeah.
You got to watch it, champ.
I'm going to see it.
What about House of Dragons? Have you watched House of Dragons?
No, I'm not in that Game of Thrones
shit. I watched both of them. Game of Thrones was hard.
It was cool until my nigga died right away. I didn't like it no more.
Oh,
the Aquaman nigga. I didn't like it.
Come
shit.
On, man. Then House of Dragons was hard, too. And you gotta watch Power of the Rings, champ.
I watch the Power of the Rings.
They ain't got Smeagol in that bitch, though.
He back?
He ain't got him. They don't got him.
No.
They don't got Smeagol in the mood.
God damn.
You gotta have Smeagol.
They got a
Smeagol champ.
Statue collectible I could get from
the
store.
You gotta get the Smeagol.
They got the Smeagol statue.
You look just like him.
I know you are not talking.
You look just like
you him. You his nephew. You know what I'm saying? You his great great nephew.
You his identical twin, boy.
Don't get it fucked up.
They just ain't want you in the movie. They just ain't want you in the movie.
No, that nigga.
Why ain't had you in the movie, man?
Man, you was in the
movie. They were supposed to have you.
How much you gotta pay for that?
You would have made that movie now.
Are you boycotted the Power of the Rings? You want to get on that motherfucker? They want to pay you. Come on, they got $1 billion. They don't give me. I need more than that. I'm the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Oh shit, what's going on?
Oh, see, they filming us. This is the government.
What they at?
It's the government,
they're
man.
They're on the drone, I see it.
They watching you, boy.
Man, fuck them. But Power of the Rings, I watch it. I love Lord of the Rings. Yeah. Game of Thrones, I can't watch that shit. But
yeah, it's hard, though.
Power of the Rings, I'm going to fuck with it. And especially, I know they put the satchel up for that motherfucker.
Yeah, Amazon
Endgame.
Prime.
That's what it is?
Yeah,
I got Amazon,
Amazon
Prime, too. They playing the end game on that. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
$9 billion.
Yeah, that's
or, I mean, a billion.
Yeah.
They're going to get $9 billion if they put $1 billion into it.
It ain't going to be nothing, man. They got, bruh. Like,
think about $1 billion, though.
And it's nothing. Cause they
for
come
a TV
back.
Series? It was only 10 episodes.
I know.
That's a, nigga, what? That's $100 million an episode.
Easy. That sound about right for that massiveness of a, you know what I'm saying?
I'm getting good with the numbers. Ain't no
problem. Yeah, you're going crazy. And then how they going to expand it from like the collectibles, cartoons.
Of course.
Then season two.
Figures,
and
action figures. Yep, they going to kill it.
Musicals, operas, they'll do all that type of
YouTube channel, little animated series. Yeah, they gonna kill it.
It's too much bag in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the elves in the mook and all that shit was hard, champ. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Listen, bro.
I fucked with it. Y'all let me know, because I know y'all out there, everybody know House of Dragons was tough and Game of Thrones, right?
Yep.
So I wanna know what people think, right? So drop some comments below right now, let me know, right? Which one is better, House of Dragons
or Power of the Rings.
Because they already, the season already up, right?
Yep, and they aired at the same time. So
they did drop it at the same time.
So Power of the Rings was dropping Fridays on Amazon Prime, and then HBO Max was dropping House of Dragons on Sundays, right? So right after Sunday, I'm watching that and then Raising Kanan. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Power.
Yeah.
So you on that, what else? He dropped something else.
50?
Yeah.
He just dropped the Surviving El Chapo.
Hard.
He's about to start doing that. Yeah.
Now, that's what I was talking about, because I had a great idea. I thought I did, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, nigga, what? Because I know crime shows, crime shit is the biggest. Like, even the biggest podcast, even like Joe Rogan, that is a crime show podcast, where they talking about serial killers and crimes and shit.
Right.
You know, First 48 to the Identity Channel, all that shit is the biggest.
All the toxicity
shit. So I'm like, damn, how can I integrate hip-hop crimes into, like, storytelling and telling the stories? 50 already got a hip-hop crime show. So you break it down. Young Von Def, FD Duck, he go to their family house. Nigga cold.
Man. Where's it at?
It's going to be on like a TV show. It's serious. You go to his...
50 in his bag with that shit.
Man,
champ.
That shit was so cool. I'm like, nigga, everybody know crime series the best. He beat niggas to the punch. Already got all that shit shot.
Mo
3, he go to Dallas and break down what happened and show crazy.
Started with BMF, right?
Cold. No, it started with Power.
Excuse me, I mean Power. Yeah, I'm talking about, but after he initially sprung with Power, he liked it so much, he started doing everybody's lives and autobiographies.
Yeah, and then he break down the Power to like different series. You got The White Boy, you got Kanan, you got
everybody
Ghost.
Got their own spinoff show.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom. And then he doing like, it's like the Avengers. So now, we already know our biggest characters, the people we looked up to and noticed the most in our communities, is drug dealers.
So he's doing that with our community.
So you could go get the Fat Cat, you go get Supreme, you go do Alpo and Rich, you go get the brothers that got El Chapo, the Flores brothers.
It's endless.
It's endless.
Yeah.
It's endless stories.
For sure.
So that shit is so fucking smart, bro.
Yeah.
And he doing series. And you could do series first, then you could go and do the movies, and then you go branch off of the characters off the series. It's unlimited. Yep.
That's a fact.
Damn, that nigga cold.
He's in his bag. He in his bag. And it's endless.
And once you see what it is, oh, it's just what it is. It's up.
And can't nobody fuck with it.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like, if you like the 50 Cent or you hate him, you got to watch this shit because it's so cold.
And then that nigga's so smart because he's finna build his own like studio like Tyler Perry. I can shoot it all myself.
Oh,
so now you give me the bag on the bag.
All money in.
Come on, man.
R.I.P. Nip.
Ooh.
Yep, 100%. That's genius.
Yeah. So let me circle back on the circle back to Halloween.
Okay, yeah.
Because I love Halloween.
Uh-huh.
I love my candy. I love scary shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time for me to get my collectibles with the gargoyles and shit like that because I can find them at the stores and shit. I enjoy that.
Those are going to give kids the collectibles when they come to your house and not going to
go. No, we ain't getting that. Okay. I'll throw in some candy, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I can do that this year. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little more accessible. You know what I'm saying?
Legendary.
Yeah, for sure. I never did that in my life, I don't think. So they come to my shit, they getting king size, they getting whole bags. I'm acting that.
Oh, you going to act that, though.
I'm going to have the piles.
You got to vlog that.
Yeah, I'm going to give them piles.
Yeah, you got to vlog that.
It's going to be king size. I might just have whole boxes of shit. Like, here, whole box of Twixes. Like, act that, though.
Okay.
Like that to me. You know what I'm saying? Jose Ocasio.
That'd be legendary.
Ain't nobody ever did that before.
No, like, that's tough.
That'd be hard.
Yeah.
Because
my parents might reject that, though, champ.
They going to try to take it, eat themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sell themselves, huh?
Yeah.
It's LA.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, so it's like, it's like Halloween
commissary store.
Yeah, for sure. You could be anything you want to for Halloween, right? For guys, what we'd be? We'd be superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be historical figures in life.
Right.
They want to be Vikings. We want to be Spawn. We want to be Christopher Columbus. He's killing him up. He's a killer. So
who wants to be Christopher
Columbus?
He's a
killer. He's a murderer.
Okay.
They want to be George. What's his name? George, goddamn. George Jefferson. No, that's what I'm
talking about. Shit.
I'm here. Look at my hair.
moving on up.
What's the first? George Washington.
Ah, okay.
Type shit. You know, I'm just historical figures. What do women want to be for Halloween?
That's a good question.
Pussy bussing Power Ranger. They want to be the booty bussing goddamn Betty Boop. They want to be nothing but whores. These women ain't dressing up as goddamn Margaret Thatcher. They ain't dressing up as Oprah. They ain't dressing up as Harriet Tubman. They want to be, here's what I got today. I'm a devil with my ass out.
They ain't going to be Emmett Till, huh?
No, they don't. Goddamn, hold on. You know what I'm saying?
One of the ones.
They got the movie that came out.
I know Till. It's coming. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I got to watch that.
The first black nigga that ever fucked white pussy, man. But, he died, bro.
Yeah, that's right. He did.
Yeah, just whistling. R.I.P.
No, they're trying to find about Till, the woman, not Imitel, I fucked up with that one. The movie that's coming out now. I don't know, man. Let me get this right. Go ahead.
I thought Till was about Imitel, ain't it?
Well, I thought too.
Hopefully. But yeah, so my thing is just, I'm just saying, like, when it comes to Halloween, I just don't understand why women just want to be, you know what I'm saying, creatures of, like, whoredom. You know what I'm saying? They want to be a nasty witch. They don't want to be nobody spectacular. And this is 90% of them. You go to any party, you're going to see a bitch, I'm a pussy panther. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big booty goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just weird to me. Like, women, why don't y'all dress?
It is crazy, right?
Yeah, like, y'all could be anything in the world. We superheroes. We conquerors. They want to be whores like they always been the whole year. Bitch, switch it up.
They've been at the whole year.
Bitch, do something different. I'm tired of seeing y'all bitches like that all the time. Y'all ain't doing nothing different.
I'm smoking big Dave Chappelle crack.
Oh, yes, you are.
Till. So it's not Till, it's not Emmett Till. It's
what's that? I thought it was Emmett Till.
No, it's the mother of the boy that got killed. True story of Mammy Till Mobley's.
That's Till Emmett Till's story, brother.
That what? See? See, that's why it does. You confusing me? I'm confusing my damn self.
So let's read it again, so we get some clarification.
Okay, there we go.
So they got the movie Till, because I just saw I never seen the trailer.
That's why I thought it was Emmett Till.
It is. So it's the true story of Mammy Till Mobley's restless pursuit of justice for her 14-year-old son, Emmett Till, who was brutally lynched and murdered.
There we go. Okay, I know it was okay.
So, yeah, so it is.
So I was right. Okay, shit.
So
you're
right.
Okay.
You fucked yourself up.
Yeah.
You right, but it's not really about him, but it is.
I'm right, but I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
The whole point is we finally
sound like money to me.
To me, I just take it as we finally get a movie for my nigga Emmett Till to tell his story, which is a tragic story.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, nigga, dress up as Emmett Till for Halloween, have a good white bitch with her and whistling at her all day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Bringing her back to life.
Right. Shout but we was over the women, though. So that's where I'm going.
Yeah.
So.
Because it's the woman.
Right.
Because you
that's
saw
the mom.
That the
I'm thinking about the mom.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
I fucked up with that one.
But you got it, though.
I dropped it, but hey. But at the same time, it's also. Because I was type right, too.
Yeah.
So I take
shout out to the
take whatever when I get.
And hopefully
shit.
Get big bag off that, man.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Because they did my nigga dirty.
So, yeah, why women don't do that, though, brother?
I don't understand.
They want to be Kim K with the move, huh?
Yeah, and I'm like, we could be anything in the world. We want to be conquerors. We want to be superheroes. They want to be tramps. Why is that? And no disrespect to the women. I'm just asking. I just always.
Kim K, they become a billionaire.
Yeah, that, huh?
I said, they want.
Yeah, I mean, some of them be Kim K, but they want to be like I'm a ghoulish whore. Like they be just, they not really just Kim K all the time.
Wonder if they could monetize the ghoulish whoreness
to what?
OnlyFans.
No, for Halloween, like one day.
Just one day where they get to go viral on that motherfucker one time.
Man, no, fuck that. That's still embarrassing. You're still selling yourself short. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like this supposed to be a day of being something legendary. Why they want to be something horror?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my thing.
Yeah.
I just try to understand it. I like it.
But maybe because they're not a whore the whole year. And
so they
want to
switch it off.
Yeah, they just want to switch it up. They're a wife,
whores.
A loyal, they're faithful wife.
No, no,
and they just want to be a whore that day.
No, they're whores all year. All okay. They're tramps.
Okay.
They're bitches.
Oh, damn.
No, I'm joking.
Whoa.
I'm playing, but I ain't, but I am, but I ain't.
Yeah, hey. Tight down six.
No, <sorry. laughs> But hey. I always just wondered that. Like,
right.
I may be wrong. Why you want to be goddamn, what's her name? The woman that, what's the bitch that do the poems and shit?
The poems.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo, you won't be Juliet. No, the black lady that read the poems and shit.
Shit, I have no idea.
Black lady, she old.
She old black lady.
Yeah, what's
that narrows it down for me.
What's her name, DC? The old black lady that write the poems and shit. She the most famous poem writing bitch ever. Start with an M.
DC look like he knows some poems.
Not Wilder Walker, God damn it. That's the first bitch ever get a million. Shout out to her. She one of the first motherfuckers ever get $1 million with the hair products and all that. Damn, what's her name?
Let me see. I'm looking.
You gonna
right
find
now.
It, bro? I got to get this out because I'll be like, she around, bro. I think she dead now though, but she was legendary with the poems and the quotes and the writing and all that.
I don't know. Ain't nothing bubbling up, bro.
God damn.
They probably already said it in the comments. You know
they gonna they gonna
they gonna know for sure. So y'all let us know.
Let me look, man. I can find her. God damn it.
Yeah.
Most historical. I can't do it right now.
Hey, so just jump to another topic, right?
Okay, let's do that.
Kind of because I brought up OnlyFans. Would you wife a woman that does OnlyFans?
You mean like this is my girl for real and I'm not just finagling getting money out
that's
of
that's your girl for real. Like y'all hunker down.
No way in fucking life will I wife a stupid bitch like that that's selling their pussy on OnlyFans. Like you'll be my woman.
But not all of them selling pussy and showing pussy on there.
If they not doing that, then who gives a
fuck? What if they just opening the spreadery, showing something? But they ain't showing the pussy. They ain't showing the pussy though. They in the bikini.
That's cool.
But they flapping that thing open?
If they just showing bikini and shit like that, I don't give a fuck. It's on Instagram. What's the difference?
Okay.
But if they're on there showing raw pussy, asshole, titty nipper,
okay.
Suck it
dick. What about the areola?
Fucking areola.
Okay.
Toes and all that dumb shit. If you out here selling toe pictures and all that shit, come on, bitch. You doing too much. You might as well show your shell,
you see the bitch that did the farts in the jar?
That bitch got to go.
She can't do that?
She almost died, too, huh? Yeah. Good goddamn, good gracious to the world. Shit.
So wait.
I hope your ass don't make it.
I don't even know how to ask that one. You don't fuck with the bitches that be farting. Farting, shit, nor pissing.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, that was that's what got to be one of the most classical ones of all time.
That's talking about going down in history.
Oh, yeah. That's the Mount Rushmore of understanding is what you gave it that one, boy.
Anybody could take that, go to stand up, and go and get win an award.
Oh, that's funny.
Somebody going to run off with that and get an award.
Damn, but okay. So they could just, it can't be showing the raw flesh on the OnlyFans.
Anything you could put, if they put in the same thing on Instagram, they put it to OnlyFans, I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
But if you fucking get naked and all that shit, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what the hell?
But when's she really sturdy, though?
What you mean?
She really sturdy. She really ain't no hoe. She just put it on OnlyFans. She wanted to make some money. She had to make a livelihood for her and her people.
Well, God bless her. It ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't give a fuck about you. There's 6 billion motherfuckers in the world. I could pick and choose a bitch that ain't here selling an asshole for some money. I'll just pass on it. You know what I'm saying?
It's done.
I'll fuck her, and I can finagle her like you my bitch. I'm getting a bag with her and taking it.
But you ain't going to really cut for real.
Yeah, I'm back and done. Don't give not an ounce of heart give a fuckery with her.
Okay.
None of that. You can beat my mom all that. I don't give a fuck. We finagling. I'm getting a bag with you, bitch. Okay. But I don't give a fuck about you. You died tomorrow, bitch. Ooh, Mardi Gras, I'm there throwing beads.
Damn. Yeah, you ain't playing with that with you.
Ooh, I don't give a fuck about that shit, man.
Okay.
Found it later.
Okay.
Maya Angelou. Come Maya on, man, Angelou. With an M.
Yep,
M-A. Found
it. Yep.
Maya right. Motherfucking
never
Angelou.
Never heard of her. I know about her now, though.
Big Caucasian, man.
Look, with the
big white man move. Big Caucasian, man.
Hey. Hey, man.
Big white man. Look. The jig is up.
I ain't know her.
Black man.
He said most black top level porn ever. Guess what?
The jig is up.
Never heard of her.
Oh, shit. God damn. Shout out to Maya Angelou, man. Is she alive? Yeah,
shout out to her. How old is she, DC?
She dead. She got to be up out here.
1928. Woo. Damn, yeah, she been gone.
Guess what?
The jig is up.
R.I.P. Maya Angelou.
Yeah, because that means she'd be over 100 years old right now.
No, close.
Or no, close. Yeah, she like 96.
She died in 2014.
Yeah, she.
Oh, she lived a good long one though.
No, she was ancient.
She was feasting off the bag.
Oh yeah, she.
The poetry.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah, you would talk to her?
Huh?
Would you talk to her?
What you mean?
Like that's, you know, you like poetry women type. You like the nature woman of the world
she,
type.
She rich.
Yeah.
She rich. I'd have fucked that pussy.
What now? What's your limit? How old you got to be to fuck some pussy? Once if she like 80 and she want to get popped, she got a bag. If she 80 and got a bag.
Ain't no age limit on the age if the money is there.
So if she 90 years old and say, listen, I heard about boom, you. Boom, I watched
boom,
your channel.
Boom,
oh,
boom,
shit.
Eat it. Spit in the face. Put your toe on my head. Boom. Bam, 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 bam. Stir it up. Come in. Eat the ass.
You're a killer.
Hey, God, that make it quicker money for
once
me.
Once she says she just had hip surgery, brother. Oh, you gonna take the money, huh? Yeah. And the cold type.
Oh, yeah. Give me that.
So wait. What is this? You just had hip surgery. How you gonna go tackle that?
Man, you just prop that motherfucker.
She on hospice and she just had. What you gonna do?
On hospice?
She on hospice.
What about is her?
She said her last dying wish, she on hospice. She want Mr. Organic dick.
I'll get in her mouth. Her mouth still works.
No, she don't want that.
In the mouth.
No, she wanted in the
motherfucker. I'm going to lay on that motherfucker big and hump that motherfucker night living dead built bitch. I'm going to lay right on top of that bitch. Boom, 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 boom.
What's the
boom,
price tag boom. That got to come with it, though? Man. She said she want Mr. Organic Dick and she want it for free.
How much? For free?
The jig is up. Type week.
That for the freesky, huh?
I ain't going, brother.
That's her last dying wish.
Bitch going to die without that wish coming true. Bitch better hope she reincarnated.
She said she's a Z that doing everything she ever wanted to do in this world.
That bitch,
but that one she piece she did.
She better have a wish to be reincarnated. And
she said
come
she's
back
had her eye on you since Minnesota days.
Man, I won't
43
give
hoop
a,
days.
Man, I don't give a damn. Bitch ain't got
now,
no money.
She's on her last night wish. She done watched your growth. She big organic nation.
And ain't no money involved.
And she just wanna feel that motherfucker squeeze in.
Man, I'll pull the plug for her. Why the fuck would I give a fuck about that bitch?
She organic nation, brother. You can't do his fans like that.
Man, get out of here, man. Where your daughter at, bitch? Pass it along to the
daughter. 76.
What the money looking like?
You gonna take? She got what about? Let's say 5 racks.
Man, hell no! I spend that on drawers, nigga. I spend that on socks.
All right, 50,000.
50,000. Come on, brother. What you talking about? 50,000 to a nigga like me? You see my watch? Look at my watch,
that
brother.
That is true.
Know what I'm saying,
but you get you some earrings and something nice with that.
Bring it. Go back to 50,000.
50,000.
You talking to me about 50,000? The fucking old bitch.
Yeah.
You see this particularly, man?
Yeah.
This is 130,000, brother. You can Google it right now.
Okay, when she says she
I'm gonna fuck that pussy with 50,000. Hold your horses. Let me get to, I mean, of course I 76? Give me 50 racks? Think I'm gonna tear that pussy up? Is you out your fucking mind?
I thought she was about to go the other way.
You got to let me do my shit, brother. Goddamn. I'm three up. Let me put the layers on it, then goddamn put the icing on the cake.
So he says you get half.
So let's break it back. Add me 50,000.
50,000.
So you think a nigga like me?
Yeah.
See, you in my motherfucking house. What's in the garage, man?
Earth.
Okay.
Rolls Royce.
Okay.
Slingshot.
Light day right now.
Light cheese.
Patek on the wrist, man.
Uh-huh. We're going to count the jewelry on that.
We're going to count that. This is big.
Glass is nice, too.
So you think I'm going to sell myself for $50,000 fuck an old bitch? Man, I'm going to fuck the lining out that old bitch.
All 50, the way.
Man, chick-ting! I'm going to the mama casino. I'm going to casino when I'm holding hands. We're playing bingo. I'm feeding her the gruel. I'm shooting her diabetes medicine in the ass. I'm getting her medicine, picking it up from the meds. I'm giving her 10 pills a day. Helping her out. I'm taking her on the walk. I'm feeding ducks with her.
You giving her medicine out there Monday through Sunday thing?
Here you go, baby. You ready for the fuck? Come here. Boom, 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 boom. 10 minutes. That's a long time.
Okay, what about
give me my cash.
What about it? What's the biggest woman you've ever fucked?
Like, I done fucked big bitches before.
You was like some big ones?
Hell yeah.
Like for real?
Hell for
like
sure.
What big like?
I ain't said like no fucking big goddamn
obese. Precious?
Huh?
Precious type?
No, not precious type. But it might without the stomach.
Mm.
If the stomach ain't big overflowing over the belly type.
Why
I done fuck big, thick ones, like ass is big, but big, like.
Say borderline, but could be tight.
No, I done fuck bitch, this bitch fat. Yeah, fucked her.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, pull one.
Oh, nah, no, what's God this? Damn, brother, that's not fat, bro. That's a fat ass.
Freeze.
Put that up
freeze.
There.
Y'all see that something clip? Wrong with Freeze.
Put that on there, too. Shit, fuck it.
I think Freeze just wanted to see it.
He just wanted
to,
because he never clicked it.
He wanted to just watch the video.
So that ass open up, but I'm going to give you a hand, nigga.
Freeze wanted to look.
He wanted to check it out.
He said like this?
Yeah.
It was supposed to be just for him, Freeze. Why you looking?
Damn right. But yeah, I done fucked that. I done fucked fat hoes.
The one rapper chick,
Izzo?
Izzo, like that?
Izzo, whatever her name is. Nah, hell no. Nah. That's too much understandery for me.
That's too much?
That's too rhino built.
Oh, damn.
You know, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shout out to her, so she's clear with it, but that ain't my type of frame.
Yeah, I thought it was about your confidence, brother. How you.
For who?
How you demonstration.
For who? Shit, not to me. I don't give a fuck about your confidence, bitch. I wish you had no confidence. That's easier for me, shit. You know what I'm saying?
You give her the confidence that she need, huh?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck if you got self-confidence. I'm just fucking you.
So give me like an example.
Not my woman.
What's like, give me one that everybody knows and you're like, okay, that's kind of like a big one. You know what I mean?
Like a big girl.
Like, yes, the world know that everybody can visualize and see.
Oh, like Jill Scott type?
Okay, pull up Jill Scott, Free.
They show Jill Scott like she was sucking meat and all that.
Look, Free don't know what you're doing.
Free, brother.
Jill Scott, brother. I'm fire his ass.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
This nigga, look at Jill Scott, brother.
All right, now. The jig is up. Motherfucker, where is that, man?
The jig is up.
But yeah, Jill Scott, man, for sure. Yeah. Jill Scott could get it.
Jill Scott, okay.
Yeah, because she showed the way she was sucking cock.
So that's the biggest you went.
What's the nigga doing, man? J-I-L-L Scott, brother. You sent it to him?
No,
I
got
it. No. Oh. This nigga pulled up a whole nigga. J-I-L-L, brother. Jill. Like Jack and Jill. There you go.
Autocorrect.
Yeah. Autocorrect fucked him up, brother.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Took about 10 supposedly. Minutes.
So go to that one right there where she got that turquoise type on with the hands open. Down. Right there, that one. See that? I do that. Hey, fuck it. Why not?
So how many times you done did that?
Oh, quite a few times in my time, brother. I probably said like a 10. My 10 times.
10 times? Yeah. 10 times. You never went over that? Keep it G.
Probably a couple times a little bigger than that. Yeah. Okay. For sure.
Okay.
Oh, most definitely.
Kevin G, though.
Couple times.
Kevin G.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it organic now for the seed now. I was an animal in my due time. I can do it tomorrow if I want to. Shit.
So
right circumstances come about. Fuck.
So what transpired? You know what I mean? Was it just it was playing with you? It was just around and you was bored?
Yeah, it's gonna be that. Like them ones like that, a big one, you just gotta catch me, I'm out or something. Like you just hey, come on, fuck it.
And
you
type was on a dry spell type?
Yeah, just get in the car. Yeah. Or they just fucking with me. This is the past now. I'm too upper echelon for that shit. Unless the bitch is Jill Scott literally, I might still do it. I gotta keep it pure, my people. Bitch might still get her ass goddamn, you know what I'm saying? She might still get her ass goddamn vaccine.
Okay, what about the skinniest? What's the skinniest you've ever done?
Oh, yeah, I didn't be anorexic borderline type.
Oh, like we see the ribs type? Chest cave
almost, in type? Not that far, but all close to it, shit.
Pull up skinny chicks, free, like super skinny. I want to kind of gauge this so we can get the people.
You'd be like
a good view.
The Olsen twin types or something?
Oh, that's pretty skinny. You done that?
Nah. I mean, close.
Yeah, we got to see it. Put in Olsen twins skinny. Olsen twins? Olsen
twins. Olsen.
Yeah, Olson.
Yeah.
Olsen twins.
Olsen twins. Yeah. Little full households.
You put the skinny move?
They skinnies now.
Now you got to go. You got one where it showed like.
That might be going up right there. Yeah, that.
No, that's skinny. I see someone
look at her big skinny, ass. That's like exorcist in the head. God damn. Motherfucker, exorcist head. God, them motherfuckers is skinny though, bro. You can't get no skinny.
No, there was one where I seen the picture of them.
I know
like
it was
years
one,
ago.
But they are just skinny bitches. I still fuck them just because, you know, I still like full house all the time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You got it, dude.
So you just do it off the strength of them being those twins.
For the memories.
Oh, okay.
On the come up.
Yeah, that's skinny, but you had skinnier.
Nah, not skinny.
No, that's
not.
About as skinny as it get.
Anything skinnier than that, they're going to be in the ground decomposing, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Like, ain't nothing. Come on, brother. Goddamn. You talking about Skeletor.
Yeah.
Ain't much skinnier than that nigga on Earth. Impossible.
Yeah, I mean, they don't look that. But, yeah, I mean, it's way.
You know what I mean? Bigger, you show me something skinnier than that. That's a living human that's not in the ICU with tubes
free,
in the damn neck.
Put it, type in skinny girls. Like super skinny type. You got to put the super on there because it might just. Skinny type.
I don't know if they got that in there as a super.
But sickly skinny.
Nah, that ain't been worth looking at. Like, nigga, we talking about deathbed.
Yeah. Hospice type, huh?
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, they're going to get fucked for sure. That look good. Where's she at? What's her Instagram?
You going to send her a DM?
For sure.
Oh, man.
Who that?
Nah, no, that's not. That's not real.
He's showing a goddamn robot. This nigga for real.
That ain't
shit.
Real. Stop. That ain't real.
Hey, get that bitch out of here.
That might be real, champ. No,
she got to go.
You take it down?
Who, me? Nah. Fuck.
No.
That's too weird, nigga. You borderline fucking a mutant or something.
What about women? Have you ever just women that can't speak zero English?
Oh yeah, I did that when I was in Philadelphia. When I was with Omi, remember we was out there and I left.
Oh, that's what you linked up
with? Yeah,
bitch, can't speak zero English.
Zero, nigga.
Wow.
Thick as hell, Puerto Rican bitch was thick as fuck. Bitch was a motherfucker out there on the goddamn green kills. No, this what's that shit called? Immigrant type hiding. She was a stripper though. She didn't speak not one lick of English, boy.
Oh damn,
I'm a crazy nigga.
Yeah. How'd you reel that in then?
From Instagram, she just was liking my shit on Instagram. I did my due diligence. You know, I'm gonna do my due diligence before I dive in. And she was like, yeah, but you know, I'm smart though. I wouldn't have picked her up and shit, but no jury on, no nothing. Wham, you know, whammer on me like. But she was cool as fuck, fine as hell, thick as fuck. Bitch,
so how'd you
no
communicate
word.
To her?
Nigga was just looking.
Body language.
But like through the Instagram, she kind of could understand like texting. You know what I'm saying? Probably or had somebody translate it for her or something through text through the Instagram when I was texting her. You know
what you saying? But you ain't saying nothing but emoji eggplant mook type, right?
You know, you ever do that type shit?
Yeah,
memes
with the squirt coming out type, with the water type.
Yeah, you gotta have
with
memes
the,
already.
Pussy cat face.
You gotta have memes already of like gifts of fucking and shit you send the bitches. I'm telling you, that's
so
the way.
So they know what it's gonna be when they see you.
I like to get it out the way. Yeah, if you ain't with it, God bless you. I ain't with you, so it don't matter to me. I don't want you no way. I don't want to fuck anyway.
It's gotta be direct.
Let's get some understanding. If you ain't with it, cool. I'm going. Be me, legendary rich nigga, do whatever you want in life, and just be a regular president, whatever you're doing for the most part. Right. I'm not losing here.
So they got an option to get some rich dick.
Yeah. And got to say, I fuck Mr. Organic. Cool nigga, I'm smart, innovative. We might do other shit too. Might happen some adventures. Who knows? But you're coming up. I'm not. I'm just fucking a bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
What's the women that's completely off limit for you? Like, where you like thinking, like, this is completely off limit?
I don't like no motherfucking dangerous bitches, gangbanging bitches, or shit that's going to jeopardize my freedom. fuck is you talking about, bitch?
So no hood hoes.
Nah, nothing like that. Yeah. That can jeopardize my freedom. Black, I ain't saying black bitch. I'm talking about bitches that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got some of the funniest stories with the hood hoes you did talk to that you told me about, though, boy. One of them days, boy, they got it.
I got a lot of stories. Remember the short yeah, that was the story. She's top level right now, too. She's ferocious, nigga.
Yeah, hey, he got some of the most funniest stories. I ain't gonna lie to you with the women, boy.
Yeah, that's a legendary story.
Yeah, he got some hood hoes that he really to talk to.
Yeah, you gotta be careful out here, guys. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely you gotta be careful, but you gotta live your life how you wanna live it. That's the most important thing. Fuck what people thinking. People get mad. Like the other, like on my Instagram, shout out to Blacktop Ballin Podcast. You know what I'm saying? Let me get this shit right, because I'm gonna shout them out.
Yeah, for
cool,
sure.
Cool young niggas, man, 20 years old.
You was just talking to him. That was a funny clip.
That was hysterical. So it was like, the Blacktop Ballin Podcast, Blacktop Podcast.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, on Instagram. But anyway, they was interviewing me, and I said, I just like fucking bitches. I like fucking new bitches, right? And some people didn't understand it. Some people did, because they're like, oh, I like his honesty, because it is honest. I ain't got time to be playing hide behind nobody. Who am I to hide behind you? I'm the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck I look like? You accept it or not, God bless you. I'm the one. I'm not coming up for nothing. So it's like, I just was honest. Like, I like to fuck new bitches, then that's what I like to do. Like, that's it. But any real nigga that knows that, it ain't pussy, it's new pussy when you that type of nigga. So, and I compare it to, like, having outfits. I can have a legendary Gucci outfit. That'd be your main bitch, right? And you love her, she cool and all that. But I don't want to wear the same Gucci outfit every day.
Why not?
I want to throw a motherfucking sweatsuit on like this. Hey, nigga, that shit was used. It's already been seen.
But you like the Gucci fit, though?
I love it. Yeah. I probably throw it on like bunch down the road or something.
A special occasion type.
Yeah, but I want to wear shit every day. I might want to throw this a regular white tee on. Might throw a 4X tee on.
Oh, okay.
Fat bitch. Just throw a tight shirt on.
It's just something new.
Just
and crispy.
Yeah, new and crispy, man. Mm. I like to be fresh every day, so I like me fresh pussy when I want it.
Oh, that's okay.
All. And that's just what I was trying to exude to
everybody
my
everybody got their preference on. Why
everybody got their preference?
Why can't you do what you want to do?
They got to give me what I want. You know
why
saying?
Can't the three be the three?
That's what I need to be, man. It's me.
So for the people, So for the people that disagree with you, right?
Yeah.
That you said that most people got it, some people didn't. For the people that didn't get it, what was they saying? What was they like responding?
I mean, some people like, oh, that's nasty. That's why, that's toxic.
And are these women or men saying this?
It was mostly women. So one man was like, man, come on, bro. I got daughters. I don't need to hear that. Nigga, you know the truth, you bitch ass nigga. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, nigga, you know that's what niggas do. Like, you want to hide and be a lame liar for the rest of your life? When nigga is being truthful, like most niggas thinking they're saying it, want me to just not say it and do it? What's the difference?
Right.
You bitch ass nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, some girl like, oh my God, that's nasty. Yeah. Bitch, all you bitches getting Chino 99% of them probably just talking to nigga DC for Reed and goddamn Slim Wife. Rest of you motherfuckers getting cheated on, man. Niggas just ain't saying nothing. Like, it's just real. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, nigga don't want the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You what? Like what life have you lived that you think that your man wasn't doing or a boyfriend or somebody was talking to was just fucking you only? Especially if you're a top level Klingon type nigga, intergalactic type individual.
The three of them.
The God, man.
The God.
So it's just true shit, man. Like it ain't nothing to brag about or boast about. It's just being real. If I don't say it and I just did it, no one say nothing.
Right.
But I'm saying this, oh my God. This is what niggas thinking niggas do. I'm just saying it. Ain't no difference. I just say
so you the voice of the people.
Yeah.
That's how they gonna come at the voice.
You can't do that. Yeah. It just catch people off guard when you say shit like that. It's just like if you go
too blatant.
You go to a bitch house and they be like, okay, you're coming over. It's 12 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming over. I ain't even put on no dates with you or nothing. I'm coming over at 12. Okay, cool. I'm coming over, right? You be like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna fuck that pussy. You coming over here. Oh, no, I'm not doing that. What do you think is going on, right? But if you don't say nothing, oh, you'll come over and just watch a movie. Okay, you'll come over and fuck. No question. Yeah. But if I say it out loud.
Yeah, they don't want to give you
they don't want to do all that. Same shit. If you just don't say nothing, let them come over. You're going to chill.
Do little sneak touches. But let it work his way up.
Fuck. But you're like, yeah, baby, come over. I'm going to fuck the shit out of that pussy. Oh, my God. You think I'm coming over there for that? What do I look like? What do you look like? A regular bitch that get fucked by a rich nigga when you come over his house and suck his dick. The fuck are you talking about? Like you done did for the rest of your whole life. Now all of a sudden a nigga says something, now you're trying to be apprehensive.
Right.
You done this many times.
You was too blunt with her though.
Just don't say nothing, you can do it.
And once you be sneaky, man.
Nah, I ain't being sneaky. I'm Mr. Organic. I want to live a free life and say and do what I want. Thank you.
Well, you know what I think it is though, bro, to be completely honest? I think that it's not that they need you to be sneaky, man. And they might like the bluntness, but I think that there's part of them that wants to believe that it could potentially turn into more I mean, if you're just blunt, they believe that it can.
Yeah, but that's a lie. They know it's not going to lead to more. How do we equal up on a playing field?
I'm just playing advocate, brother.
Okay, let me help the advocate.
I think that women like to think and entertain the thought, even though they know it ain't right. I think they like to entertain the thought that if I get this nigga some box, it might turn another way.
It's going to turn another way anyway, sooner or later.
If it's going to be that.
Yeah, so it is going to be that.
It's going
to
be
because
sure.
First and foremost, you got to weigh your own self and like, do I equal up to be this guy's mate? Let me look at this motherfucker. You got this, that, daddy, this, that, and daddy, boo, 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 boo. Like, am I an equal partner with him for is he going to be my man?
I mean, that's under the assumption that the women that you're talking about are fully logical, and we know that.
And they're not, so that's their fault. Is that my fault they're not logical with life?
Right. No, hey, brother.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what they be thinking. Like, yeah.
I wish it.
I be trying not to say it, but if they ask me, I'm going to tell them the truth. Like, what the fuck you yeah. doing? What else is going to go on here?
But that's
the
only sense I can make
so
of it,
me
though.
And you, is going. I'm going to be with you the rest of my life. You're going to be my woman. I'm going to be walking around
my
with
equal
you.
Counterpart.
Man, come on, man. Bitch, you ain't got nothing going on in life. Know what I'm saying? You're halfway decent.
Because you
got
to think about it like
just
this.
Just pussy.
And I agree with you.
We're going to have a great time doing it.
You got to think about it like this. If they has something going on, would they do that with you? Women want an equal counterpart.
Right. Right? Like, no question.
And they're demanding that they get a man of a certain stature.
For sure.
Right? So it's like, they wouldn't do that with you, so why would you do that with them?
There you go.
But that's not how women
I understand that. So they want to be lied to.
So that's the only thing I can say to make sense of why I think they do that.
I don't be blunt with all of them like that. I ain't no fucking dummy now. I still got to get my rocks off. Yeah. Sometimes
so
I just be in the
you
mood.
Know the ones that pull it with?
Of course. Sometimes I don't filter. I say to anybody.
So what I was going to say, so is the blatantness with like the beat ones where you just like, come on?
Nah, or
is
it like level too.
Okay.
That look wise, because just because you look good don't mean you got nothing else going on. That's all you got is you look good.
So if you had to say, if you had to tip the scales, which ones are you nicest to when you nice? And you on your 3MO, which ones are you nicest to? Or is it just random?
It's random, but of course it's going to lean more to the bad ones. They got, I'm saying, way more substantial. It's ass and titties and pretty. Yeah, for sure. I'm going to be a little more cautious with the understandery.
Yeah, because other ones is just like, I'm
blessing
you.
I'm going
to
put a little more voodoo on the talk.
Yeah.
Have them mesmerized and thinking they got a chance.
A little more charismaticness.
Yeah, a little more like I'm not charisma. Who I am. A little more not like how I am in the pot.
The God.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to sprinkle that in there on top.
A little bit more cover up with the propaganda.
Oh,
the
yeah. I'm going to water down the motherfucking toxicness. I'm going to make it digestible.
Dilute it a little bit.
Hey, I ain't going to kill them right away. I'm going to make it digestible. They're going to die in 3 days. You know what I'm saying? They're going to slow kill.
Dormitory motherfucker. Pop up later.
Gotcha.
Damn.
Gotcha,
bitch.
Thought I was a nice guy, huh?
Type week.
I'm lying. No, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't give up. I just be in my mode like, bitch, I don't give a fuck what you get. Who you
right
is.
Through the door, you just.
The jig is up.
Yeah,
give it to me.
You know, you heard me in the comments with some top levels, and I be like, bitch, get gone. You still ain't equal to me. I don't give a fuck what you think you got going, who you fuck with, Kanye, Future. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm
damn.
By definitely. Far.
One of the ones.
I just don't see no. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Three of them, the God, for real.
The God.
Don't tell me about no mirror mortals or nigga, what do they got going on? They got all these.
What
baby
does
mamas.
That got to do with the?
Damn.
Let's compare it. Like, let's compare it. You talking about niggas, all these baby mama, nigga, all these mental issues. Like, well, how these niggas compare to me? Can they a little more money? That's it. I get more money. Can they get more three of them understanding me? No. It's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
Ain't no way.
No one.
So why you not treat me accordingly, huh?
The jig is up.
If they don't know now, they're going to know later. And everybody always have. I ain't proved myself wrong yet.
So what you think they going to do?
Prove themselves wrong? Because I ain't proved myself wrong. They're going to definitely prove themselves wrong.
Right.
They always do.
Okay.
I'll do what I want. But then, you know, sometimes, like I said, you can't be this straight. I'm on the podcast. I got to keep it real. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, you got
to
keep it real.
So bitch,
you're
going to see the podcast. Oh, my God. Yeah. Bitch, fuck you. If you take it personally, you feel like I'm talking
about
you.
Because you got some current situations that's pending right now, right?
Yeah, I do. And if they see it, they don't like it, get gone.
Get out of here.
How am I losing?
Well, that's a good point.
Who are they? They watching me on the podcast. Am I watching them somewhere? Nope. Mm-mm.
But they might think they're someone because you're talking to them.
Man, I don't give a fuck about them.
But they like, but Jarvis, you told me you did. You're lying.
They call me Jarvis. It's already over with. It's the God, man.
The God.
Mr. Rivers. What?
Black man.
They don't treat me accordingly, man.
Mr. Rivers, you have completely bamboozled and lied to me. I listened to your podcast and totally not cool.
I feel different. I thought you were something else, and I listened to that podcast you just did, episode 50, and I know. Bitch, good riddance.
Yeah.
I won't even reply back.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, okay. I just delete the whole message, the name. I don't reply back to shit like that.
But I think you, I believe you, brother. So tell me this. So let's say if a woman, right, she's like decent looking, yep, but type slightly below average, right? But like, got a little.
Looks wise.
Okay. Got some appeal, but got a little sex appeal to her type.
Yeah, what the body like?
Body sturdy.
Okay.
Not crazy, but sturdy.
Right.
Right?
About a 7 in the face, 7 body?
No, we're going to give it about a 5 face.
Okay.
We're going to give
that's
it about.
That's harsh now. That's an F, brother. That's 50%.
Okay, let's give her 60 then.
Okay.
60.
You guys, pass. I passed my whole.
Yeah, 100%. Give her 60. Yeah. So she is 60 in the face. Body about a. Can't give her too much because it's going to be too easy for you because you 3-0.
Because we go 8 or something. Yeah. Nigga. Yeah. Yeah.
60. 60 in the face. About a 70 body. She got that's a C. Decent. She
that's
a
decent.
C.
That's decent. Okay, now what's the other intangible?
Everything in life.
Ooh.
But you cannot just fuck. It's got to either be with.
Nah, see, like, if it's everything in life and it ain't the prettiest, ain't the craziest body, nigga, I'm going to take that.
Okay.
I'm going to take that definitely over just crazy body, crazy face.
But she ain't got the cream.
Bird brand.
She don't got no cream.
She got to have cream, too, to be with. Come on, nigga.
The jig is up.
That ain't going to happen. I ain't
accepting that. Wait. It ain't the creamiest of the cream of the crops, but it's type decent cream. It's the lower tier of cream. The lowest tier of cream. But if you know you put the 3, it might be type mid level cream.
I could conjure something up. You know what I'm saying? I've done my you know what I'm saying? I put my wuju in some things.
Okay. Oh, and it made it coagulate a little bit. But before, to your knowledge, it wasn't.
God.
To your knowledge, before, it wasn't no cream that she ever experienced. But then you got the coagulate a little cream.
We got to give it mid-level creamery. So if it's mid-level creamery.
No, it's the lowest tier of creamery. But nah, it got the creamery that. Next to the name.
That's true.
But it's, so it's the lowest tier of creamery. But you've had creamery that was way more waterfall.
No, I get you. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's cool then. As long as it got cream involved.
Yeah, it got cream. Yeah.
Spread too. The spread there too, right?
It's gotta have spread. I ain't gonna just deny
come
you
on,
the spread.
Come on, bro. You can't deny the spread. God damn.
I ain't gonna deny you the spread.
I can't accept that no spread and no baby cream.
But not full spread. Bottom spread only.
I take it.
Not the full spread.
Full spread. Bottom, I don't really. We in there. Full spread. It don't matter. Motherfucker be a 2 in the face. But she got full spread. We going to. But we
she got
trying.
Bottom spread only.
Okay, bottom spread only.
Bottom spread only. Cream. 60 in the face. 70 in the body.
But
type.
Everything else, smart, intangible, handle business.
Funny.
Listening, funny.
Got everything.
Get everything smart.
Yep, 100%.
Holding nigga in high regards.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Got her own shit going on.
But definitely not the best looking woman you've ever talked to. Yeah. Definitely not the best pussy you've ever fucked.
Yeah.
And maybe not type freaky with it like that.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? Just big steak and potato type. Like, without the potatoes and the season, and the steak ain't even seasoned up.
Yeah, see, the thing about
type.
Me, and I will accept that.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be fucking other pussy anyway, nigga.
The jig is up.
Let's keep it pure today.
I'm trying to get my nigga the most bold.
1, 2, 3, 4. That's how many bitches I be fucking.
17.
Anyway, so nigga, yeah, come on. Let's build an empire, baby. I'm gonna put her in the loop, though. I'm gonna tell her like what's going on.
Okay.
She gonna accept it, and we gonna go happy ever after.
Okay.
But I take it on.
Yeah.
For sure. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, I am gonna be fine.
You gotta get married and all that.
I'm gonna fight. We gonna, hey,
you gonna take it to the altar?
I ain't going no altar. It's over for that.
You said yeah first thing you were kidding, brother.
I ain't getting married, bro.
Oh, no marriage?
Cool, but too much preliminary.
But when's if y'all chemistry big? Everything.
If that happened, that got to come from Lord above.
Yeah, just him.
Yeah, then I ain't got no choice. But I see it. Do I want it? No and no. You know what I'm saying? But if it happens, so just like you said you didn't want no kids and all that stuff, you found a perfect woman from God for you.
On all of course.
You know what I'm saying? All of course brought you to motherfucking boom, Hera to Zeus. Nigga, you had to do what you had to do.
For sure.
So if that happened for me, nigga, I'm going to do what I had to do.
Fucking right.
You know what I'm saying? And all praise, I can stay the course.
Yeah. See,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that is big divine, though, because everything is all attributes over here. So it's like,
right?
How could you say no to that?
That's what I'm saying.
See, but I'm giving you a situation.
Love and Slim situation. Yeah,
but I'm giving you a situation where there's a lot of attributes missing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just gave me some motherfucking this crap table type and left this off and took the jigsaw puzzle. You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to see. It's a fun experiment, brother.
Yeah, that was a good experiment.
Just wanted to see what Dream would take, what he wouldn't take, what he accept, what he won't accept.
Yeah, don't bribe the Frankenstein me up.
Oh, man, that's fucking funny.
My shit always complete, too. You know what I'm saying? Let me build my motherfucking creative player.
Yeah, I think it's funny. You know what's crazy? So this is something that y'all don't know, right? Because you just said creative player.
Yep.
Before, like, you know, after my last relationship ended, me and Three would have conversations all the time, right? And it literally, my wife, like, y'all be thinking I be playing, but my wife is my creative player. Am I lying?
To a T.
I remember before I met Jazz, after my last relationship ended, I was telling Three, I said, nigga, there ain't going to be no wifing with nothing going on. Mm-hmm. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but if I did, it would have to be, like, how Three saying all this, it had to be this. And then what the fuck happened?
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Yeah.
Shout out to my wife, Jazz.
That's exactly what it was. And that ain't even me trying to, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's facts.
Extra with the shit. It's a super fact. This is a conversation we had in the car driving. All these understandings. How the fuck that happened? So, God always got something planned, but you never know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I put that in there. I mean, there's a lot of things that I said I never do or I wouldn't go or I wouldn't have that he put in front of my path. Yep. And it changed my trajectory. And I'm not going to fight that. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to fight. You know, a blessing from God. Yeah. And I know it when I see it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's hard to let go of that free agentness, though.
It is.
Because I ain't going to lie to you. Even when I became free agent, I was like, ain't no motherfucking way. How many times I say that?
Yeah, so
I said, ain't no fucking way.
That's a different feeling.
I'm a free agent, baby. I'm out here.
And I get why you, a companionship and having somebody got your back that can handle stuff for you, too. You can handle stuff for each other. You're growing together, all that cool stuff. You got some people you can enjoy memories with, so... I understand that part too. Don't get it fucked up like I'm that, you know what I'm saying, blinded by life.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But it has to be a perfect symmetry and chemistry for me because I don't want nothing otherwise. If it ain't perfect, then I have a great time by myself.
So and guess what? If it ain't perfect,
the jig is up.
Right. And I can just go feast on the land wherever I go. You know what I'm saying? I'm always equipped with the infantry to do so. So,
yeah, 100%. Okay.
Episode 50.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with me,
bro. Top of the mood.
Legendary. We just dropped a motherfucking major.
Yeah, all the Matrix.
Yeah, for sure.
Bitch, you better not be lying about you wrote the Matrix motherfucking Chronicles. Motherfucking.
You still dwelling? You dwelling?
Because that's kind of goddamn.
You type dwelling, huh?
She type two spectacular come from Terminator. All the Matrix did all that. I don't know. They would have, bitch, you really did that. That'll give you $2.5 billion for real. Because they made about $10 billion off that.
Yeah.
On one of the movies.
Shit. One, yeah, I was saying, brother.
Right,
yeah,
off the first Terminator. Yeah. That generated everything.
For sure. And then she made it coincide like they were both the same. And we got people seeing the vision like, oh, I guess I could.
The bitch tricked me.
The jig is up.
Full bamboozlement.
I think she tricked me, man.
And then you came here tricking us, nigga.
God damn. So y'all comment below.
Hurt people, hurt people.
Yeah, y'all comment below. Let me know if y'all think she was really a part of, she wrote that Matrix and the Terminator. If y'all think so, comment below. Let me know. If not, she just went delusional.
And also drop the comment below and say which one's better, Power of the Rings or House of the Dragons. I think Power of the Rings was better.
Okay, sure. I'm going to watch Power of the Rings for sure. I'm going to get on that.
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that, man.
Episode 50, man.
Episode 50 out the door.
Y'all know what the fuck happened?
Three of them.
Three of them. Let's go. Big type week.
Boom, bitches. You got to say what I want and what I need. I don't want you to know.
Top of the moon, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Every time she see me.